Churchill, A Life, by Martin Gilbert, read by Christian Rodzka. Part 1, 1874 to 1918. Chapter 1, Childhood. On a cold November morning in 1874, halfway through the Victorian era, the 20-year-old Lady Randolph Churchill, then less than 7 months pregnant, was walking with a shooting party at Blenheim Palace. During the walk, she slipped and fell. A few days later, while riding in a pony carriage over rough ground, labour pains began. She was rushed back to the palace where, in the early hours of November the 30th, her son, Winston, was born. The magnificent Blenheim was the home of the baby's grandfather, the 7th Duke of Marlborough, descended from the distinguished soldier John Churchill, 1st Duke of Marlborough, commander of the coalition of armies that defeated France at the beginning of the 18th century. On his mother's side, the baby had an American lineage. His mother's father, Leonard Jerome, was a successful New York stockbroker, financier, and newspaper proprietor. A century earlier, his ancestors had fought in Washington's armies for the independence of the American colonies. Churchill's father, Lord Randolph Churchill, was the Member of Parliament for Woodstock. This small borough, of which Blenheim was a part, had scarcely 1,000 electors, and had always sent members of the ducal family, or their nominees, to Westminster. In 1877, Churchill's grandfather, the 7th Duke of Marlborough, was appointed Viceroy of Ireland. Lord Randolph went with him as his private secretary. The 2-year-old Winston travelled with his...